Hello everyone, this is Tom Casale with your CampCast for Thursday, August 17th. Well, it's all over here at Gillette Stadium. Training camp has ended, and unfortunately for the Patriots, the topic of the final day of training camp was the off-the-field with quarterback Tom Brady. It was reported by the AP yesterday that Brady had contacted Barry Bonds' personal trainer Greg Anderson, but Brady addressed the media today saying that it was one call 5 years ago because he knew the guy had a gym and he was looking for a workout. He said there was nothing more to it. He said he understands that it's a big deal right now, but in a week it won't be a big deal, and he's looking to move on to some football, and that's what we're all looking to do. The Cardinals coming in Saturday night for the home opener. Should be an exciting game. So let's move on to the football stuff. Bill Belichick said in his press conference today that he's probably got about 40 spots nailed down, which means that the rest of the players will be battling for 13 final spots. That was roughly a rough estimate. He said there's about 40 guys who they know what they can do and what their roles are. So that ought to tell you where the team is right now concerning the roster. Willie Andrews continued to practice with a white offensive jersey today, but Andrews had a busy day. He was playing offense, defense, and returning kicks. He remained the primary kick returner, along with Ellis Hobbs. Eddie Berlin was back there, Kelvin Kite, Bam Childress, Lawrence Maroney, and Kevin Falk. Rookie Steven Gostkowski did all the kicking today. He had a lot of nice kickoffs that went deep into the end zone. Some short ones, but a majority of his kicks were pretty deep. The team worked on a lot of red zone offense, and Brady was on today. That was good to see because he had been off for a day or so. He hit Kite across the middle with a bullet, threw a nice pass to Ben Watson, where Watson had to extend and make a nice catch for a touchdown. Then in a pretty play, he found Rashe Caldwell in the back of the end zone where he fired one in there. Matt Castle led the second team offense. He looked crisp, throwing a lot of passes to Bam Childress. Andrews made a nice catch coming across the middle as he continues to play more receiver. Then they ran some two-minute drills. Brady took over for that. Threw a real nice pass to Troy Brown down the seam for a big gain. Hit Patrick Cobbs across the middle. The drive stalled a little bit. Then Castle came in and threw a Hail Mary that was almost caught by Rashe Caldwell, but he was entangled with another Patriots receiver, and he lost control of the ball, but he almost came down with it. Practice ended with Gostkowski attempting 5 short field goals and making all of them. Martin Gramatica did not kick today. Just a public service, for Saturday's game, lot P9 will be closed, but lot P10 has been extended with more parking. So if you're coming to the game, make sure you go to P10 and not P9 to avoid confusion. Parking lots open at 4, gates open at 6. Corey Dillon had some fun today coming out wearing Rich Mazinski's number 5 jersey. He then put on his regular 28 jersey when practice resumed. Ryan O'Callaghan is still taking reps with the first team. Looks like if the season started today, O'Callaghan is probably your starting right tackle, the way it looks. A lot of scout team stuff today. Patrick Cobbs played the role of Edgerrin James, while Adrian Wilson is so good. He was played by 2 guys, Gus Scott and James Sanders, while Mike Vrabel was seen playing some scout team safety. Billy Yates continues to get work at backup center, which is interesting because Gates is kind of a guard center type player, and he's been running with the second team offense at center. So it could be that Yates has earned a spot on this roster due to his versatility and flexibility along the offensive line. Very deep offensive line this year for the Patriots, so that's a good thing to see. The running game, power running game, looks very good in training camp. Guy really moving up the charts is Tully Bantakane. He's received praise from Bill Belichick twice in the past week. Belichick said today that Bantakane is a guy fighting for playing time, then added a lot of playing time. Bantakane kind of started camp slowly, but has really come on, had a nice performance in the preseason game, started making some plays. So the Patriots were kind of waiting for that one guy to step up at linebacker, and if Bantakane can continue this progression through the preseason, he could be that guy. Well, that's it. It just seems just like yesterday. I came in here to do my first podcast, and I was mumbling and stumbling, and here we are 3 weeks later, and I'm still no better at it. But you know what? We had fun. We got to wear shorts to work. We got to sit outside and watch football, and that's what it's all about. We appreciate all the emails. We appreciate for all you listening. We do it for the fans, and we'll see you this Saturday when the Patriots take on the Arizona Cardinals. Take care.